The Rear Chapel. For some of the older people, the stories that have been passed down about the seasonal migration of the children, not only those in the Montafon, are remembered as a dark part of local history. Between the 17th and 19th centuries, many children between the ages of 10 and 16 had to work in Swabia. Some of the children that spent their summers there came from Patznaun. The arduous journey led them over the Sinisjoch and then through the Montafon. The children were accompanied by their mothers or fathers as far as the Sinisjoch, and then they were taken over by strangers for the rest of the journey. They were then led to Tetnang or Ravensburg, where they were taken to the market and handed over to the farmers. In payment for the work they did on the farms, the children were given food and shelter and a small wage. The word rear means cry in the local dialect, and the name of the chapel is meant to remind us of the tear-filled goodbyes of the Swabian children from their parents. It wasn't only the children in the Montafon that had to go away to work. For centuries, it was the custom for the adults to go to neighboring Germany, Switzerland, and especially France as seasonal workers to help supplement the meager earnings from farming and alpine agriculture. The most important jobs the men found were in construction. Some of them went as scythe mongers, or cabbage pickers. The cabbage pickers even developed a type of union in which the individual workers secured the area that they worked in. Many of the women also went to work making hay in Engadine, which can be seen in connection with the immigration of the people from Wallis, which started in the Rhone Valley. It is assumed that the target areas of the haymaker women were usually the places that they came from in Engadine.